For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Keep marching is the message from Milwaukee Alderwoman Nakia Dodd. Earlier this week, Dodd had spoken disapprovingly of protest parties outside the home of Milwaukee Police Chief Morales. She now says those remarks were damaging, dangerous, and inaccurate. In a press release on Wednesday, Dodd mentioned she went to speak with the activists who had been playing music and grilling out in front of the 5th District home of Police Chief Morales. Her statement went on to say that the movement was not meant to be convenient for anybody, nor was it meant to harm those standing up for change. Dodd said the protests were filled with peace and love, but did not mention if she played cornhole with any of the protesters. She went on to say, "We are all growing and learning through these experiences." You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Madison is a step closer to creating an independent police monitor and civilian oversight board. 9 still-to-be-determined community groups will nominate the majority of the new oversight board. The civilian board and the police monitor would have subpoena power, with the police monitor being able to spend up to $15,000 to hire legal representation for people filing complaints against the police. More Madison news. Madison Metropolitan School District athletic programs will not have in-person fall sports. In a letter sent to parents, the MMSD said it will not hold any fall sports nor encourage students to gather outside school grounds to train through October 30th at this time. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. After winning the bid to host the DNC, Milwaukee is also now on another less desirable shortlist of areas of concern for the Environmental Protection Agency. Agencies and groups around the greater Milwaukee area are uniting to get off that list with the help of the EPA, who has listed the city's waterways as a priority target for Great Lakes remediation over the next 4 years. The EPA would fund 65% of the preliminary work, with the rest of the estimated $29.3 million being raised locally. All of this money would be spent cleansing the city's three rivers of years of toxic pollution in the form of sediment. The bulk of the sediment pulled from the Kinnickinnick, Menominee, and Milwaukee rivers would be stored at a disposal facility at Jones Island. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. If you receive any unsolicited seeds in the mail, do not plant them and do not throw them away. Wisconsin is on a list with 27 other states whose residents have received unsolicited packages of seeds in the mail. The Department of Agriculture asks that you save the packages to help determine the origin of the seeds, which could contain invasive species or carry diseases that infect local plants. If you get random seeds in the mail, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture via its website at datcp.wi.gov. Highs today near 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the low 60s. Friday, highs around 80 with partly cloudy skies. Saturday, highs in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. That's Wisconsin's outgoing U.S. Representative Jim Sensenbrenner interacting with Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg during a congressional panel's antitrust investigation of large tech companies such as Facebook and Amazon. Sensenbrenner later concluded no new antitrust laws are needed, but that the ones in place ought to be enforced. Highs today near 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the low 60s. Friday, highs around 80 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Saturday, highs in the low 80s with mostly sunny skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.